This is Dr. Lee dictating the progress note, patient in Hoban, H-O-B-A-N, John, J-O-H-N, Fred, F-R-E-D. Date of birth 1-9-1930. Place Franklin to Genesis Nursing Rehab. So, history of present illness. 93-year-old gentleman has been admitted to subacute rehab for deconditioning with multiple comorbid conditions. Patient has reported by the nursing staff yesterday, the day before, some blood in the urine, and yesterday he has a gross hematuria. We did labs. Hemoglobin hematocrit was stable. We did repeat lab today and still showing hemoglobin is stable, but his WBC count of 19,000. His urine analysis yesterday revealed too numerous to count RBC and also elevated WBC in the urine. Patient denies any fever, chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient was admitted to the subacute rehab, recent sepsis. He also has interstitial lung disease, complicated UTI. History of hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, has been an anticoagulation. COPD and cardiomyopathy ejection fraction of 40 to 45%, and he has urinary retention requiring Foley catheter. Medication reviewed by me. He is on a warfarin that is put on hold because of his hematuria. Review of system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no mounting, musculoskeletal, leg edema, genital urinary, hematuria as reported, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure is 110 over 65, pulse 66, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, and pulse ox 96%. Next supplement is AVD, chest not tender, lung, decreased breast on the basis, heart estimates 2, abdomen soft, balls on positive. Extremity is edema present, neuro is awake, alert, and time 3. Labs. WBC count 19.5. WBC count 19.5, hemoglobin 11.8, hematocrit 36. Sodium 136, potassium 4.0, cholesterol 96, CO2 32. BUN 24, creatinine 0.8. WBC count yesterday was 7.06. WBC 2 numerous to count in the urine, RBC 2 numerous to count in the urine. Assessment, patient has a gross hematuria, next line UTI, next line suspected sepsis, leukocytosis, history of AFib. Currently, anticoagulation hold because of gross hematuria. Plan of care of bladder blood culture term 2 sets. Start patient on IV ceftriaxone and monitor his blood pressure closely. And if any worsening of symptom, patient may need to go to the hospital for suspected sepsis. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.
Drugs.
He seemed to be in trouble. He may go sepsis.
So, his blood pressure is 134 over 87.
And pulse?
Pulse is 90. But it's running, all over the 95,
90. Yeah. If it's above 100, he will go out, okay? If he go tachycardia, he will go out.
Okay. But in the meantime, we can order.
I will write some order for you if you can help him out. If not, then we send him out, okay? He went to septic shock when he lost him. Very sick. They think we can do some blood culture here or?
Blood culture?
Are you gonna send them out? It's up to you guys, you tell. We need blood culture, IV line, start IV antibiotic. He's a high risk patient. When you have cardiomyopathy with sepsis, they die very quick. And with his age, and his gross hematuria coming second. So coming, he qualified to go out. So currently, special pulse gone to 90, it was 60 this morning. And it's trending up, it's not like one time. Yesterday was 17, I took it easy. Sometimes with the stress, without an effect on the WBC response, they go up. But the next day they should come down. So
yeah.
It's from 17, it went up to 19.
Yeah.
And urine showing infection again. So.
Yeah.
Whatever you send you bus, either way I'm open for you. You want to watch in a few hours, start IV antibiotic, blood pressure, then nobody will blame you.
I mean, I can do that.
Oh,
it's up to you.
Yeah, but 19,000, huh?
We don't have an opportunity.
Huh?
See, this is the time for us to go home, who lives. So, who is that nurse? Whoever is it? If that's what you order, then that's what we'll do.
Okay.
It's going to be you.
Me? Okay.
What? Yeah. It's going to be you. Oh, no, it's going to be pressure. It's going to be pressure.
If they take like long time, then we can send him out. He's a high risk patient. So I can talk to him again.
Richard
will have 120. Does he have any allergies? Can you look? Any allergy to him? Allergies.
No allergies. Happy birthday. Judy.
So I have a lot of experience with the nursing home, but it's a real story, I'm telling you. So one of my patients, the nurse called, your blood pressure 90 or 50. So I said, it's very patient looks sick, right? WBC count is high, it's like some 19,000. No, our protocol is to do lab first. So then I'll call you back. I said, blood pressure is borderline, right? So she said, okay, let's follow our protocol. So after 40 minutes, she called me back. Hi, Dr. Eva, what happened? We are doing CPR.
Oh my God.
While we are drawing blood, he dropped his blood pressure. So, when you are 90 something, cardiomyopathy, and he's bleeding, so it's not like a.
Yeah.
And WBC comes back.
That's
right, yeah. So the
idea
we should start.
He also has.
I admit to him in the hospital too. We do admit him. Yeah.
I bring him upstairs.
He has, yeah.
Yeah. You remember, doctor, last time we had to send him out because
right.
He was tachycardic and I called you early in the morning.
And he was septic.
Yeah.
He was in septic shock. He was in septic shock.
His pulse,
yeah,
we're
working
on
right now as well. But
if you want to come downstairs later,
yeah.
I'll let next shift supervisor know.
Yeah,
better
for night.
All right,
I will tell him, okay?
If you want, so I'm not gonna promise you, but if we can, we can bring you downstairs.
Right.
We have to see because we have an extra aid. At night, so whatever. I'm just waiting for a miracle.
for more rolls.
That's why I dictated my note. I hope you can read. So you can write this.
Glory,
glory, material, sepsis, leukocytosis, UTI.